السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The aggression of the Jewish entity, especially in southern Syria, confirms the inevitability of confrontation and the obligation to prepare for it. Translated. The western countryside of Daraa and southern Syria witnessed a serious ground and aerial escalation by the Jewish entity during the past night. Military forces, accompanied by vehicles and armored personnel carriers, advanced toward the villages of Jamla, Abdin, and Tal al-Maghar in the Yarmouk Bezin area. This incursion was accompanied by artillery shelling, heavy gunfire from machine guns, and the firing of illumination flares around the village of Abdin, causing widespread panic among the population and forcing many residents to flee their homes. This blatant ground assault coincided with the occupation army's announcement that it had killed armed men near the town of Hedr, withheld their bodies, and carried out helicopter strikes and mortar shelling. These actions came amid provocative statements by the entity's Minister of Defense, Yisrael Katz, declaring the imposition of a security zone inside Syrian territory for an indefinite period, and threats that the Minister Diaspora Affairs, Amachai Chikli, of launching a war sooner or later. The audacity and escalation by the Jewish entity would never have occurred had it not felt secure from any deterrent response. What took place in Abdin once again demonstrates that we are dealing with a people who honor neither covenant nor treaty, criminal killers who observe neither kinship nor obligation toward the believers, and that nothing will deter them except confrontation and a decisive response. The statement issued by the Syrian Minister of Foreign Affairs speaks of undermining stability and relying on international legitimacy, which grants legitimacy to the Jewish entity, justifies its actions, and protects it. It also calls for respect for the provisions of the 1974 Disengagement Agreement, engineered by Henry Kissinger, the U.S. Secretary of State, while forgetting that such ignorance cannot be confronted by statements of condemnation, resolutions of denunciation, or rushing to international forums to file complaints. Rather, what is required is real and decisive confrontation at every level. The popular resistance recently witnessed in the village of Abdin in the Yarmouk Bezin of Hauran once again proves that the sons of the Ummah, its young and old alike, reject every form of normalization with the Jewish entity and are prepared to confront it even with their limited means. The children of Abdin have demonstrated that the banner will, by the permission of Allah, remain raised, and that the sons of the Ummah remain faithful to their covenant until the promise of Allah Almighty comes to pass. The alarmed Jewish entity understands that nothing but the language of strength, and we are moving toward an inevitable and decisive confrontation with it. The Islamic obligation requires us to prepare for this confrontation by abandoning the mentality of surrender, reviving the mentality of comprehensive confrontation, spreading the spirit of jihad in the path of Allah among the sons of the Ummah, and restoring the issue of Palestine to its true reality, that it is the cause of all Muslims and not merely a national issue. These artificial borders and nationalist calls must disappear, for they are the creation of our enemies and part of their schemes. The armies throughout the Muslim lands must realize the true nature of their role. They do not exist to protect rulers or leaders. Rather, they exist to protect the sacred places, liberate the lands, and carry the message of Islam. Accordingly, it is their duty to move to eradicate the usurping Jews, to rise in support of our people in Gaza and throughout Palestine, as well as people in Syria in the village of Abdin and the other towns that have suffered the crimes of the Jewish entity and throughout the lands of Islam. The inevitable coming confrontation with the Jewish entity requires every member of the Ummah to prepare for it. If the rulers of the armies shall fall short or neglect their duty, then it becomes obligatory upon the Ummah to command them to what is right, forbid them from what is wrong, and hold the negligent accountable, so that we may be fully prepared for the great confrontation with the Jewish entity, and victory will be our ally as Allah Almighty has promised us, and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, gave us glad tidings, saying The hour will not begin until the Muslims fight the Jews, and the Muslims will kill them until a Jew hides behind a stone or a tree. The stone or the tree will say, O Muslim, O slave of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, so come and kill him, except the Gharqad tree, for it is one of the trees of the Jews. Sahih Muslim. The security and honor of Hashem will not be achieved through international balances of power or Western promises. Rather, they will be achieved by cutting off the hand of the aggressor, uprooting him completely, and avenging the blood, honor, and sacred places of the Muslims after establishing rule by what Allah has revealed under the Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood. Fight them. Allah will punish them by your hands and will disgrace them and give you victory over them and satisfy the breasts of a believing people. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 14. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilayah, Syria. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.